Yes, hello. My name is Rudy of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with the survey. Is this Jose Araiza?
Yes.
Okay, Jose. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. Before we begin, would you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay. In which state do you currently live, sir? Okay, excellent.
Texas.
And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Okay. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all?
No, everything cell phone.
Cell phone, okay, good. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, and now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
83.
What year?
83.
83, okay, thank you for your answer. Give me 1 minute. All right, and also, what is your main racial ethnic heritage? Is it Hispanic, Latino?
Hispanic.
Okay, good. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
Okay, good. Give me 1 second here. Okay, good. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove what he did.
You disapprove. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Definitely Democrat or probably Democrat?
No, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. For example, the first name that pops up is Joe Biden. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Somehow.
Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Maida Flores?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. How about Donald Trump?
Some.
Somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Somehow favorable.
Okay. How about Vicente Gonzalez?
Favorable.
Okay. All right, good. Moving forward, and we're almost done. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
10, good. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
That one, I'll go for Trump.
Okay. And next, if the election for U.S. Senate was held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Vicente.
Vicente Gonzalez, definitely Vicente's or probably Vicente?
Yes, no,
Definitely, okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes, and again, we're almost done. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
No, I'm Democrat.
Strong Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative, okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. And now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English
mostly
but
Spanish.
Some Spanish? Mostly Spanish,
mostly
okay.
Spanish.
All right. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
If it is Biden or Trump, I'll vote for Trump.
No, in 2020, the year of 2020, who did you vote for?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. All right. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay. I do appreciate you taking the time and have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.